As we come to the end of this historic week, we're reflecting on some of the things we heard, including the support by immigrants in Minneapolis for African Americans there.
I am not angry at all.
That's Ruhel Islam, owner of the Indian restaurant Gandhi Mahal in Minneapolis. It was set on fire during the unrest there, but unlike many business owners who saw property damage, Islam unequivocally supports the protesters.
And we know if you don't speak loud sometime, you know, protest, so you cannot make change, you cannot get justice.
Islam drew a direct line from what's happening in Minneapolis and across America to the fight that he and others waged decades ago against an autocratic government in Bangladesh.
So I know and I believe we have to protest to stop violence, stop killing people.
Buildings can be rebuilt and possessions can be replaced, Ruhel Islam says. The block his restaurant is on has been reduced to rubble. Yet Islam is still feeding protesters. He says this is a moment when change is possible if officials listen.
Protester, not blame on protester. Blame on people who did not take action for us.
Islam's daughter, Hafsa, is the age her father was when he fought against the autocracy in Bangladesh. She also says her restaurant is nothing compared to the life of George Floyd.
And yes, a lot of businesses will be struggling coming back up, but that's what community is for. Your community is here to help you build, you know, and our community is here to seek justice.
The family plans to reopen Gandhi Mahal, their restaurant. Hafsa says they'll represent what they've always represented, community.